modern societies, we are besieged by words, announcements, images, and news of all kinds. It is no longer possible to live in silence. Announcements, publicity, news reports, speeches, and declarations invade our inner world and domestic sphere. This inflammation of the word has also penetrated some sectors of the church. Today, the ecclesiastics and the theologians speak and write a lot, perhaps more than ever. The question we must ask ourselves is simple. What do people perceive in us? Words full of spirit and life, as were those of Jesus, or empty words? Over the years, I have heard many criticisms of the preachings of the church. We are accused of not being faithful to the gospel or to the managerium of the Pope, of being allied with a political ideology of one kind or another, and of not being very open to modernity. I sense that many who are distancing themselves from the church today want to know if our words mean something, at least to us. Jesus' words were different. They came from his being. They flowed from his passionate love of the Father and men. They were credible words, full of life and truth. One can understand Peter's spontaneous reaction. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. Many men and women today have never had the good fortune to hear his word with simplicity and direction. His message has reached them often disfigured and distorted by too many doctrines, ideological formulas, and discourses that are very much not evangelical. One of the greatest services we can perform in the church is to make the person and the message of Jesus available to the men and women in our days, to put them in contact with his person. People do not need to hear our words, but his. These are the spirit and life. It is surprising that when we strive to present Jesus in a living, direct, and authentic way, his message is more relevant than all our speeches. All adventures with Christ are hard. They are difficult, but those who embark with him will be truly happy, although they will not live a carefree and comfortable. There will be things they will ignore and not understand, but those who persevere to the end will be saved. They will be truly and eternally happy. Amen.